Speaking of the coronavirus, its arrival here in Australia is having an impact on the start of the school year, which kicks off this week for many students. Some private schools are isolating pupils who've recently visited China or telling them to stay away for at least a fortnight. Earlier we were talking with Professor Tanya Sorrell, Director of Infectious Diseases at Westmead Hospital, and she says schools are giving parents the wrong advice.
No, our advice is that if students have come from China but are well, then it is reasonable for them to attend school. If they've been in contact with a known case, then of course they should not attend school for up to 14 days, at which time if they're asymptomatic, then it's fine for them to go to school.
That's Professor Tanya Sorrell, Director of Infectious Diseases at Westmead Hospital. But with the global spread of the virus, fears are mounting for the lucrative Chinese student market, which is worth around $15 billion to the Australian economy. Dan Tehan is the Federal Education Minister. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Pleasure to be with you, Fran.
Can I talk to you about the school situation first? Kids are heading back to school and some schools are banning students who are appearing healthy but have been to China in the last few weeks, just returned home over the last week or so. Is that too extreme? Do you support that behaviour?
Well, Professor Sorrell's advice is the correct advice, and that's the advice which has been provided by the Australian government through our health department. Obviously, individual schools make their own decisions, but the advice from the Australian government is to follow our medical advice. We want to make sure that we're continuing to send a message that Australia is open for international students, whether it be for our schools, our universities, our vocational providers or private higher education providers.
Are you concerned, though, individual schools giving a direction for kids to stay home if there's no need? I mean, kids in Australia have to go to school, that's the law. Shouldn't they be at school if it's safe for them to be there?
Well, I would say to all schools that they should be following the advice of the health department. That is the clear position of the Australian government. Obviously, in the end, they will have to answer to their parents, but also they will have to answer to state and territory governments who have the responsibility for schools. I've been in contact with state and territory ministers. Also, the secretary of my department has spoken to all secretaries across the nation to make sure that everyone understands what the current information is and the current advice is. We've been working very cooperatively together. The health department has obviously been coordinating all that information, and we will continue to provide that information to the university sector and the school sector in Australia.
Boarding schools are another matter altogether, I suppose, and we've heard this morning the Stuart Holme Private School in Brisbane is isolating 10 students from mainland China in separate living quarters. Wesley College in Melbourne is telling parents the pupils will be isolated if they don't stay away for at least a fortnight. I mean, are they doing a right thing, or are you concerned there's a touch of panic creeping into the response? You heard a criticism from one listener who thinks we're being too apocalyptic about all this.
Well, we have the best experts in the world here in Australia. We're very fortunate, and that is why we're telling everyone to follow the advice of the health department. We have been onto this. We have got the experts. We've got their advice. We are disseminating that information. We're doing that using all the available mechanisms that we have. So my advice to all schools, to universities, to private colleges, to vocational education providers is to follow the advice being put out by the health department.
And that advice is, if you haven't been in direct contact with someone who's sick from the virus, then you should be safe to go to school.
That's correct.
Okay. Let's move on to universities, because there are about 164,000 Chinese students who attend university in this country. The fifth person diagnosed just yesterday, I think it was, with coronavirus is enrolled at UNSW. Indeed, she was at UNSW in one of the halls of residence when she presented to the GP. What discussions have you had with the sector to try and protect against the virus, never mind against the economic loss?
Well, I spoke to the head of Universities Australia, Deb Terry, yesterday, and I've also been in contact with the group of eight universities as well. They understand the importance of the international education sector and they are working assiduously to make sure that the right information is provided to students, that the right actions are taken, and for those students in China who can't travel, are putting in place mechanisms to help and assist them, whether it be through advice of whether they can take courses online or whether courses will be recorded, which is a normal way that these things are done, and then they'll be able to provide that information to students. So the sector is fully engaged and doing everything they can to make sure that for those students who have been impacted in China, that there are procedures in place to help and support them, but also to encourage all other students to attend university when it starts in 3 to 4 weeks' time.
To attend the non-Chinese students? To encourage the non-Chinese students to attend?
To encourage all those to attend, apart from those who cannot, due to travel restrictions, come here to Australia to attend courses.
It's a critical matter for universities' bottom line, isn't it? The Chinese students pay full fees. I think that comes to around $15 billion a year, which must be a big contributor to university budgets, and we've been discussing that over the last 12 months in this country. We're exposed to something like this. How likely is it, do you think, that we will lose some of these students, that they will pull out of the universities, or they won't, you know, they won't come back, therefore those fees will disappear?
Well, we'll be doing everything we can to help and support the sector. The international student market across the board is worth $37 billion for Australia. So like we did with the bushfires, we've set up a task force, and we've just expanded the remit of that yesterday to also include the coronavirus, because we want to make sure all the right and relevant information is given to international students who will be coming to Australia over the next 3 to 4 weeks to study. And that task force will be disseminating that information right across the sector, whether it be through our public universities, our private universities, vocational education providers, our English language schools, all very important parts of the international education market.
This is the Global Reputation Task Force. Is it fair to say, though, that we're not such an attractive destination for students from overseas at the moment, given, well, the publicity around the bushfires, the impact of the bushfires, not just in people's communities, but the smoke in major cities affecting the air quality for a number of people, and now the coronavirus?
Look, we've got some challenges, Fran, but I have no doubt that we still remain the best place for international students to come and study, given the quality of the education and the quality of the nation we live in. I was out yesterday with the president of the National Students Council. He was helping to repair some of the damages from bushfires that occurred in my electorate. He is getting the message out to international students across the board. Not only should you come here for a great education, but you should come here to participate in the way of life, because the resilience, the mateship that's there will really add to your experience. So we're doing everything we can to continue to send that message out there. There is no better place to study in the world than Australia.
Do you have any data so far on how many students have declined to return to uni? I mean, even the numbers out of Wuhan who are unable to attend, do you have those numbers?
No, we don't, but...
Are you gathering them?
Yes, so Cabinet met yesterday afternoon, as you would be aware, under the Prime Minister's guidance. And one of the things that we're doing is working with Home Affairs to see whether we can get data on the number of students that might be impacted, so we can help universities to deal with that.
You're listening to Breakfast. Dan Tehan is the Federal Minister for Education. Minister, on another issue, the sports funding scandal that is engulfing the Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie. A report in the Fin Review today quotes unnamed National MPs suggesting that their rank and file are popular, are happy with the sports rorts. They're actually popular with party members because it means their MPs are out getting the best for them. What do you think of that attitude?
So this matter is being looked at by the head of Prime Minister and Cabinet, Phil Gaetjens. I think the appropriate measures have been put in place to look at this issue, and I'd rather not comment until we hear back from Phil Gaetjens.
Yeah, but what do you think if people have, if MPs are viewing a potential scandal like this through the prism of, oh, well, our rank and file like it, so we'll just keep doing it, even if it's a breach morally, if not strictly, if it's strictly within the law?
Oh, well, Fran, I mean, people have differing views on a variety of different things, and some of that is reported in the media, some isn't. Obviously, the government's got a process in place. Let's let that process take its course and await on the outcome. And
we've already had part of the process with the Auditor General's report, of course. When do you expect we will get the Philip Gaetjens report?
I'm sure that Phil Gaetjens is working hard on that, and will provide that to the Prime Minister at the appropriate time when he's done all the appropriate checking and done a proper thorough review.
Do you think most Australians think Bridget McKenzie should retain her job?
Look, I think there will be a variety of views across the nation. The most important thing is the Prime Minister has put a process in place. Let's let that process take its course. I've got to say, my mind has been on bushfire recovery, the coronavirus, and other things. So I'm quite happy to just let that process take place.
Dan Tehan, thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure, Fran.
Dan Tehan is the Federal Minister for Education.